Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Dragon Friends, the podcast. This is your bard, Benny Davis, filling in for Ben Jenkins, who is on a plane heading to Sydney from New York as we speak. He's asked me to cover for him to introduce the podcast this week, but I'm not really sure what's involved. Okay, welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of Dragon Friends.
Dragon Friends.
If it's spooky, don't be frightened.
Dragon Friends.
Scurry home and bar the door.
Daylight ends.
And the fiends and ghouls delight in things that scare, so be well aware as you make your way. Don't be led astray, for the goal is near and your friends are here. And there's plenty more in store.
You pass your first night on Barovian soil without sleep. The villagers lay out straw, feeble blankets, and huddle together for warmth. With your bravery at the door, you have earned a kind of begrudging acceptance from these townsfolk, but you cannot help but feel that you are truly foreigners, alien to their problems.
Since I haven't been here a little while, so they maybe have seen me around, what do they think about me?
Why don't you ask one of them?
Ah, I think you are not very tall.
Why, you've really made an impact on these people, haven't you?
I saw a small man, but then I forget him because he was only as memorable as half a man.
The acolyte Brazely offers you some space and offers, you know, gives you a modicum of privacy as strangers in a kind of area just behind the altar where you guys bunker down. A few hours pass and Frieza, you can get a hit dice back and you sleep as best you can. The morning comes with the same cold sense of dread and you realize that this is life for these villagers. Every 6 days they get attacked and they all gather together in the church. And what kind of life is that? Not a great life, you think to yourselves.
Oh, this life is not good. I think, and I also talk.
In the morning, Brazely organizes volunteers who bring around a thin gruel, which they pass out to the villagers as they start making their way back to their homes to see which of their homes are still standing, for the wolves have torn through the town, breaking in where they can, eating livestock.
And just, like, selectively removing structural beams.
How many of our pack of goats did they eat?
Oh, all of them.
Aww. Oh, God!
They ate 30 goats.
They ate 30 goats.
My bakery was very successful. I had so much
money.
You
had to sell your bakery to buy those goats.
Oh. What about the train sled?
Oh, no, the sled's fine.
Yes.
Could it be pulled by... I mean, did it need to be pulled by 30 goats?
No, that was an ostentatious, unnecessary...
Right. So, like, a half-orc could pull it.
What about my horse, Friezo?
Yeah, your horse, Friezo's fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're full from all those goats.
In the morning, Brazely comes up to you and thanks you for your help.
Oh, you were so brave. We would have all died for sure if you weren't there. But please, you can't leave. Oh, right, you can't leave. But you gotta help us find that relic. They could just attack every night now. There's no reason they stop.
What does it look like?
It's kind of like it's about a third of your size, so 1/6 of a man's size.
He added unnecessarily.
It's of a beautiful goddess, a Pelor, who it's like a lady, and her arms are outstretched. It's a lady. It's a
really
statue.
Bugs me. Sorry, it really bugs me, and it shouldn't, because Pelor isn't, you know, a lady. But that's my problem, not yours. You go ahead.
Yeah, that is your problem.
But it's like she could be a dude. Her it's kind of gender nondescript, and she's kind of got a chest, but it could be muscles.
Okay. Can you tell us where the father is?
He just...
Tell us the truth!
Oh, yeah.
All right, make an intimidation check. That was unnecessary. He was trying to help you. DC 12.
And I got 17.
17. All right, he bursts into tears.
And pees himself. There's liquids coming from everywhere.
Oh, God. He ran off four nights ago.
We kind of gone far.
How could he have run so far when he having a nap?
He wasn't having a nap.
Why
he,
would you lie to us?
Because I was trying not to incite panic in a crowded church full of women, children, and people.
All right, that seems reasonable.
I'm off to work now. Even though I shouldn't be. I haven't barely seen 12 summers.
What a catchphrase.
How grateful are you that we saved the town?
So grateful. Very, very.
No, hang on. You didn't save the town. Most, like, all of the houses were, like, ransacked.
He said very.
Look, the point is, we might not make it through another night if you don't find the goddess's statue to protect us.
Well, it'd be a shame if you didn't make it through another night.
Whoa.
I'm like,
what?
I'm your goddess now. Make statue of me. Make statue of me.
Okay.
All right.
Can I have another one?
Yeah, you can have another one. He's not a sculptor by trade.
That's a 4.
I'd say that's an 18.
Yeah, all right, that's an 18.
20.
You get the sense that you have scared him to the point that while you go off doing whatever you're going to do now, he's going to try, despite his lack of formal training... Yeah. To make a statue of you.
Yeah. I'll try, goddess, but I don't know how to imbue this simple mud clay statue with magical powers. I don't have the enchant items.
Look, we didn't ask you for problems. We asked you for solutions, all right?
I think a solution would be to find Father O'Donovich. That is, if he's not dead already.
Does he have a quarters here in the church, or...?
Yeah, right behind the altar there, where the sconce is, where the statue should be.
That's where he should be sleeping. We look there.
So, yeah, you see stairs leading past the sconce, going up into the rafters, where Braisley and Father O'Donovich... O'Donovich?
O'Donovich.
All right. Where Father O'Donovich and Braisley live.
Should we go look for clues?
We go look for clues. Well, should we do a perception check?
Well, first of all, let's go up the stairs. So
stairs. a 2. I don't go up the stairs.
I also rolled a 2.
I got an 11.
All right, so Filge is going to be... Filge will
after
be taking...
me, says Baston.
No, you're still here.
12. I'm good at walking.
All right.
I'm the best.
So I guess Filgen and Baston will be taking point on this investigation. The two of you go up first. And
you first. And I look at your butt as you go up the stairs.
Can I do a check to see if I perceive... Can I do a...
Yep. No, what? Don't just roll.
No, I got a 4. I wouldn't have done it anyway. Don't worry.
No, well, 4 is bad enough to fail. So
I was going
to
say, if I could perceive that, like, the love triangle that's clearly happening here... Which is like, I think...
You rolled a 4.
I rolled a
4. You suddenly realize that you think that for all of his tough persona, Baston actually has a crush on Bobby.
All right.
Do with that what you will. As you make your way up to the stairs, you see the modest Spartan...
Yeah, I'm just walking up the stairs. Don't mind me.
While muttering, yeah, work it.
I appreciate, but I do not need your encouragement.
Shake that healthy butt.
Uh-huh. As you make your way up, you see the humble Spartan chambers of a priest and his junior acolyte. They live Spartan, austere lives. There's a bedroll for each of them and a small wooden shelf of some small curios and personal effects. There is a candle and a book by Father Donovich's bed, and you can tell that the bed has been empty for days. In fact, it is like modestly made. It looks like the person who left with finality.
No one napped in for a while.
Is there anything else to...
You're not up
around?
The stairs yet. You rolled a two.
I try to walk up the stairs again.
You make your way up the stairs.
So and I get a natural 20. Yeah. I jump, skipping one step between each other.
What a waste of a 20.
Baston looks around the room and says,
I'm still at the bottom of the stairs.
Nothing to see here. Investigation closed.
I'm going to roll a perception check.
Yeah, sure.
16 plus...
No, that's enough. That's enough. That beats 15. So you... One of the things you've noticed, you sort of make a quick inventory of useful items, and you notice three things. One is... the book, which looks interesting and important, that is sitting beside the bed with a quill and a small ink blotting station. The other thing that you notice is under the pillow on the bed, fallen in beside the bedroll and perhaps left accidentally, is a small brooch. And that brooch has a painting inside it of a woman. And then the other thing that you find is just a small... sack in the corner, and inside that sack you find a small wooden figure.
Is the figure
it's the
Pelor?
Yeah, it is. This you would recognize it as the symbol of Pelor, one of the well-known deities of Faerun.
I'm like, guys, I found it.
No. It's like a small, like the kind of thing that an old man in his retirement might make for hobbies.
Would it still have some magical power? Can you do an arcane
check? It's not magical power.
But like a sort of a offers some resistance to bad guys.
Baston says, that's just a trinket. Everyone in town has one of those.
Okay, Frieza, you were raised in a temple, weren't you?
Yeah, why don't you I've rolled two twos trying to get up these motherfucking stairs.
I know. Why don't you just quickly for me make a DC 16 religion check?
Yes.
Okay, you realize that there is a modicum of power in this device, mostly because of the piety of the man who made it. It is not a powerful relic by any means, mm-hmm. but it may offer something.
I keep it.
I want it.
You're going to take it.
I'm going to take it, and I'm going to take the book and the brooch.
All right.
What's the brooch made out of?
Gold.
Good.
Oh.
I say, these are important clues that I need to analyze in my field laboratory.
Baston recognizes the brooch.
Yes.
And goes, that brooch, and tries to snatch it off.
You going to let him take it?
No, sir.
All right, dexterity check.
Snatch check. 18.
16 plus... 5 sleight of hand.
Yeah, I'll make it opposed. Okay, you actually manage to dart out of his way and hold it, and you snap it open again to look at it properly. So it's a young woman with a very pale face, a sort of high necked collar. It looks quite not that old, actually. It looks like it was maybe painted a year or two ago.
I look at it and I'm like, oh, looks just like me.
It's not a mirror.
It definitely does not look like Filge. This is a human woman.
Baston, who is this?
That's my betrothed.
Legally distinct from Belle.
Yeah, her name's Elle.
Her name is Elena.
Her name is Irina.
Oh, you're right.
She obviously
Irina.
Made a big
oh,
impression
really
on you.
Irina, her. Elena, look. Look, she was a 6
Tuesday
and I'm
night.
A 10. It was never meant to be.
I didn't notice her in the church last night. What's the deal?
She... Yeah. Disappeared some weeks ago. Well, about a week ago. And after that, well, you know, the father started getting a little loopy.
She ran away with the father. He took your bride.
Maybe.
That way he has the brooch.
Seeing as she was his adopted daughter, I should hope not.
But they could have run away together as...
Yeah,
like,
Woody Allen style.
No. Not what I meant. Maybe they went away together just as a family.
Baston tells you that, in fact, Irina disappeared a couple of days before Donovich disappeared. So she was his adopted daughter and indeed Baston's betrothed. And she was sort of the light of the priest's eye. And when she disappeared, he's been acting strange. He hasn't been able to sleep. Donovich's piety and his craft has been what's been protecting this village, amplified, of course, through that powerful relic of Pelor that his church owns.
All right, so
we've got to find a Donovich.
Baston, do you have any leads on where this Donovich might be, or where we might find something
only found out he had disappeared last night. Maybe he left something, wrote something about it in his diary or something.
Yeah, let's have a look in that book, yo.
Smooth, you know.
Or maybe he climbed a tree. I'll go look in one of these trees.
I open the book to the last entry on which there is writing on the page.
Excellent. Okay, this entry is from 4 days ago, and it actually it seems to be written in a frantic hand. It's much more wild and scattered than the rest of the diary.
And it says,
the voices, I must appease him. Take it to the pillars, I'll have her returned. Must appease him, voices!
The pillars.
Do we know what the pillars are?
That's the god.
Bobby, do you want to check?
No,
you've been here for a while, haven't you?
How do I know if I know it?
Why don't we just call it a flat... we'll call it just a flat wisdom check, DC 12, because it's... Come on, Bobby.
I spent a lot of my time here just meditating.
He rolled a 4.
Yeah.
Baston, do you know what the pillars are?
Pillars? Maybe he's talking about the pillar stones. That's a old place out in the woods where the old graveyard used to be. No one goes there anymore. Too spooky.
Well, guys, since it's not going to be another attack fest, another six nights, this is probably the safest time to go and explore the pillars. Lead the way, Baston, or at least give us sufficient directions.
Okay. I'll draw you a map.
He draws you a map in a way that seems to suggest that he is not coming with you.
What about that little youth group kid?
Oh yeah, what's his name?
Mr. Bandana.
Brazely.
I'm right here.
Do you want to come to the graveyard?
No, Brazely's making you a statue, isn't he?
What do you think, goddess?
Offering this, like,
just
ball
a
of
it's
mud.
Just a rock with a smiley face drawn on it.
And I'm like, it perfect. And I give a little kiss. And I'm like, this will keep you safe. And I put it on the mantelpiece. And I'm like, everything fixed, everyone go home.
All right, so the pillar stone is about a day's ride away. It'll be.
Can we get out of the town,
there.
Or we can't get out of the country?
No, you can't get out of the country. Okay. This is within the gates of Barovia.
Okay.
So it'll be dusk by the time you get there.
And Brazely says,
"The pillar stones. That's where Irina disappeared from.
What was she doing out there?
Oh, she just liked to pick flowers there.
Doesn't she know it's too spooky?"
Classic six behavior, if you ask me.
I guess I better come with you to find Father Rodanovich.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah. All right, so let's get on my horse. Everyone, we'll get my horse. We'll hook Friezo up
the sled up to the horse. Yeah.
You're going
to...
Wait, what? You're going to make
the
horse...
Attach the horse to the train sled, and we're going to head out to the...
That's one horse.
Yeah. And a sled.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you had that goddamn wolf, then maybe this would have been easier.
Yeah.
All right. I said it would take you till dusk, but with one horse driving the train, it probably
takes. We don't have any other horses.
Takes about 3 days.
Could we have any other horses?
What if Phil just jogs alongside it?
If you walked, it would probably take.
What about?
Oh, let's just walk then.
You said it was a day's ride.
Yeah, but it's much, much longer for one horse to carry you.
All right, let's steal some more horses. Where can we get horses from?
You got a horse? You got a horse?
Yes. How many horses you got?
Yes, sure.
Your dad got a horse?
Yes, my goddess. I'm an orphan.
We need 30 horses.
We don't have them. The wolves killed
Look, do you want to be saved or not?
Yes.
Then find me 30 horses.
Okay.
Just do your best, kid.
He runs off.
And finds them three horses.
I only found...
You owe me 27 horses.
Fair enough.
Okay, you gonna go?
Yep.
All right. You make your way through the Barovian woods. Who's going to be in the front? Who's going to be in the back?
I'll go in the front.
All right. I'm at the back.
Great.
Did you need to level them up, Dave? A little table talk. What do you need to do?
Oh, you know what? We'll do this really quickly. Okay.
Oh, we can do it at the end, maybe. We're in the story now. I want to find out what happens.
All right.
I've also already leveled myself up, so whatever.
So,
okay. Just wanted to check with you.
Yeah. No, you're right. We'll do it maybe at the end.
Okay.
So you're going to be riding Point Filge. Excellent. And you make your way uneventfully through until as you reach the late afternoon, as the shadows of the trees begin to lengthen, you and the mist, the ever-present mist, begins to strengthen itself again as the feeble light of the sun is drowned out. You find yourselves arriving at a parting in the road in the middle of this, and this is a very sort of almost overgrown forest road in the old Svalichian wood. At this crossroads, you see a self-standing obelisk with an ancient symbol carved into it. This must be the pillar stone, which you've been told of, which marks the entrance into the old Barovian graveyard. You can dismount now, do you want to, or are you just going to ride on in?
Let's ride on in.
Let's ride on in.
Ride on in.
Dave, would you describe this as dim light we are in now?
It will be dim light very soon. You can still see.
Well, okay, cool. Oh, well, I can see anyway. I have dark vision. I just wanted to point out that I've been...
Dark vision.
Yeah, yeah.
You all have dark vision.
Oh, do I?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
No, he doesn't. Oh, blindy over here.
How many wolves have wolves?
The horses are all, like, spooked.
Oh. We spook on into the graveyard.
Okay, you're riding on in?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I don't want to tie by horses and have them get eaten by wolves.
Make a perception check, Alex.
11.
Okay, as you... What's your wisdom?
Wisdom.
That's 12. Right. You had quite a lot of natural wisdom, didn't you, for an orc?
No, just one.
Oh, all right.
So I got 12.
Well, that's depressing.
Well, okay. No, it was plus one, but it was just she had very low intelligence, so comparatively.
I see. Yeah. So you make your way into the graveyard, and as you do, the horses' hooves start to clatter again as you leave the grassy road and enter into the sort of broken up cobblestones that make up the graveyard's streets. As you make your way in, you basically almost trip over a man who is in a wizened robe standing in the center building something, what seems to be like a pyre.
Yeah, we're foreigners. To blast you, you bastards.
Father O'Donovich?
How do you know me? You shouldn't be here. He'll be coming soon. Him.
And he goes back to stacking things up.
Yeah, that's right. And he just ignores you.
Father, the town needs you. The village needs you. There was an attack last night and you weren't there to help.
Nothing will save those sinners. Nothing. Dead. All dead. No hope. No hope unless we appease him.
Who's him?
Him. The lord of the castle. The lord of Castle Ravenloft.
Wait, did he just turn into a bat?
And the logo appears over the screen.
What was that?
I think Friezo's pieced something together.
Oh, has he?
I think. Should I do a check to see if he has?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he did. Sure, why not?
Feel good about that dice roll?
Yeah.
All right.
Did he? Okay. He says, I know what's happened. I know all about you, Father Adonovich. I know the man in the castle kidnapped your daughter and you're just trying to get her back. But if you don't help us now, he'll just keep taking more stuff from you and you need to stand up to bullies.
And I say, he would know.
Adonovich, his eyes are wild. He barely sees you, and yet there seems to be a flicker of humanity inside him. So why don't you make a persuasion check, DC 18.
Whoa. While you're doing that, I take the brooch and open it up.
And 19.
19 plus 3 is 22.
And show him the portrait of his missing adopted daughter.
Okay, between the two of you, that is enough to stay his hand. And the old man, almost insane from lack of sleep and tragedy, pauses for a second, and for the first time it seems, he looks you, Friezo, in the eye clearly, and you see the man inside the husk that remains.
I can't take it anymore. I can't lie to these people and say there's hope when there's none. They all die. We all die. He'll take us all. Him.
Look.
Count Strad von Zarevich. His family have ruled over this land with an iron fist and a bloody tooth for generations, and now that he's taken my Irina, I've got a slippy tongue. I've got to get her back. This statue belonged to his family. He's wanted it for years, and he'll.
Trembling, he pulls out from within the folds of his robe a stone figure of a woman with arms outstretched that looks like it would have fit perfectly in the alcove of the church.
He won't stop till he gets this. That's why I've brought it here to give to him. He talks to me in my dreams every night, and I've summoned him here. As soon as the moon appears above the clouds, he'll be here.
By now, the night has hit us proper, and...
Ah, so we can only see him in dim light now.
It is dim light. Bobby, you're screwed.
I say to the priest, I'm like, can we see that statue for a sec?
Never. It's too late. I'm sorry, friends, but your fate will be like the rest of us unless I do this. I have to do this for the whole town, the whole country.
What about the wolves attacking the town?
They're his minions.
Okay. I don't mean to pick plot holes. But...
What are you speaking of, plot holes?
In your little story you're telling, old man priest or whatever you are. But if the relic was protecting everyone...
Aye.
And you've taken that relic to build a thing here to protect everyone.
Not to
just
protect...
Just save the fucking church and protect everyone. What
no,
are you doing?
No, giving it to the vampire.
I know he's giving it to them, but now you don't...
The vampire probably wants it to destroy it.
As you raise your voices, you see what little flicker of humanity remained in this man's eyes begin to extinguish.
I recognize those words from his diary.
Again, the clouds part. Again, the moon pierces through the mist.
Hide.
What seems like the rustling of a thousand wings.
We hide. And I whisper, I'm like, that's the bird
and
that
he,
we heard about.
The priest.
As, okay. So you guys are going to hide?
Yep. Yes.
All right, stealth checks for all of you, please.
In graves.
Where are you hiding?
In a grave.
In a grave.
In a different grave. Oh, wait, is there
How
a
many empty graves do you expect
I get
to find?
Behind a headstone.
Is there a mausoleum I can hide in?
Behind a mausoleum, behind a headstone.
In a mausoleum. Grave.
In a grave. Okay.
I got 25. I'm super hidden.
All right, so you got 25, yep.
What's
the hiding the grave one?
which
stealth? Stealth check.
Stealth.
So add your dex.
Don't have any.
I got... What did I get? 17 plus 3, 20.
All right, great. So the three of you hide. You can't tell if you've been seen, but the sound of wings gets louder and louder and louder, and suddenly there feels to be a shift in the air. And in that moment, what seemed to be just a spot of blackness in the night coalesces itself into a figure in a robe. You were far enough away that you can no longer hear what transpires, but you see him and the poor, crazed Adonovich talking, Odonovich pulls out once again this statue and seems to pass it forward with outreached, shaking hands towards the figure.
I've got to get that back.
Can I whisper to the other grave from the mausoleum?
Yeah.
You can't, but this might be a moment to talk about the fact that you have picked up Arcane Trickster, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, so you do have the ability now to cast message. So if you point to one of them, they can hear you, that you can't hear them. Sorry for a little bit of just like very quickly doing leveling up. That's what happened.
So I can't hear them, but they can hear
me. It's a cantrip that you can cast that means that if you point at someone and whisper, they can hear your voice.
And Hing can do cantrips too, can't he?
I think...
Yeah, I got a few cantrips.
Do you have message?
I don't have message.
All right.
But so. I do have Eldritch Blast, so if you message me, I can kill you.
Does Hing have every spell in this book?
Definitely not.
No.
What about Whispers of the Grave, just out of interest?
It says we need to be level 9.
Are we 9?
No.
Patience. One day we'll be able to... cast Speak with Dead at will without expending a spell slot. Ooh!
Oh, that's the dream.
I point to Friezo and I say, let's bum rush this fool. And then I point to Filge and I say, let's bum rush this fool. And then I point to Friezo and I say, on the count of 6. And then I count for 3 and I say to Filge, on the count of 3. And then when we get down to 0, I run out towards them.
Okay, great. Thank you. Friezo, you suddenly hear a voice in your head, which is probably not the first time it's happened, telling you that you need, let's bum rush these fools on the count of 3. What do you do?
It's the kind of thing that I always hear, so let's do this. I step out into the dim or dark light.
You're going to do it too, Friezo? Yeah. What about you? Phil, sorry.
Yeah, I'm
going
to do it.
Great. In for a penny, in for a pound.
Don't heaps know what bum rush means, but I'll figure it out.
All right, Bobby, you move first.
Is the little priest with us? Did he come?
He waited with the horses.
Okay.
So
I make a dash towards them with the aim to grab the statue. And just bolt.
Excellent. Okay, now that is... You're coming in from... you're coming in while hidden, so quickly make a dexterity check. You're trying to beat...
14.
You dive forward and you tumble, grabbing the statue out of Donovich's hands just as the other figure is about to take it. As you do this... two things happen at once. Donovich curses.
You fools!
And with a screech, the figure in the robe seems to pulse and then turn into a cloud of bats that fly up into the air, and you land holding the statue.
Oh!
Nailed it!
Donovich, what's your response?
You ruined everything! He'll kill us all! And I lunge at Bobby Pancakes.
Excellent. All right, are you going to... So combat starts. Oh. And you,
I'm going to try and touch him.
All right, so you're going for a spell?
I'm going to try and...
I don't want to kill a priest.
I'm going to lunge at him and try and cast inflict wounds.
Okay, great.
So I need to make an attack roll,
just roll.
Touch him?
12, that'll hit, plus your dexterity. Oh, no, wait, what's your dexterity?
My dexterity is plus
5. Oh, no, okay, yes.
I miss.
He lunges forward, his hand glowing white, and then swipes at the air just in front of you, but misses you. Next up is Friezo.
Can I try and talk reason to this person, or does he have crazy eyes?
He has crazy eyes.
All right.
I mean, you can try.
You made this very clear. Are there any animals nearby I could convince to kill him?
Tell us how to defeat the vampire.
Yeah, can I use an animal to attack?
There are bats all around.
Ooh. I can only do one at a time, though, so I feel like one bat's probably not going to do much.
Not unless you lock him up and you have a few weeks.
All right. I will... I don't want to do this. I don't want to kill this guy. I'm going to quarterstaff him, all right? We'll start off because I don't want to... I'm worried that the vampire's going to come back and I need
to... Do you know, actually, you have leveled up. You actually have a level 2 spell now?
Yeah, that's the I just stuck with
Witch
Bolt.
Already picked one?
Yeah. Is it Melf's Acid Arrow?
Oh, the level... Oh, no, no. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to pick... Oh, look, yeah. I was going to pick... As the Eldritch Incantation, I'm going to do Eldritch Spear, which gives my Eldritch Blast like 300 feet range.
Okay, he's right next to you.
I know. It's not relevant now, but that's the one I want to pick so I can like just sniper shitheads like from, you know, I could have stayed in the town and just, like, right. been popping these guys. Sorry. Anyway.
Do your magics.
So, I don't. I'm going to quarterstaff these guys because there's no... As we discussed, there's nothing such thing as a non-lethal witch bolt. So, I'm going to try and knock him out.
Yep. His armor class is 16.
I do not hit it. Sorry.
All right. So, you swipe and miss.
You're shite,
Filch.
I'm going to try and lasso his arms to his body. So I don't hurt him, but he can't hurt anyone else.
Okay, you can't...
I've got a rope.
I know you've got a rope. All right, so you fashion it into a lasso and make... Now, this is going to be a hard check. In fact, no, it'll be with difficulty because you're not trained in rope usage. So two dice, lowest amount, and then beat 15.
15.
Lowest one?
Lowest
one. Oh, God, 5.
All right. You drop a rope. Next up is Bobby.
I hide.
You hide? You can hide as a bonus action, of course, because you're a rogue, so...
Oh, okay, I...
First of all, stealth checks. Make a stealth check. Beat his passive perception.
9.
All right, you're not hidden, but you think you are. Go on.
Wait, so can I do an action and then, like, go and hide?
No, now you can do your action.
Okay. I tried to just punch him out.
Okay.
Just knock him cold.
Yep, d20.
Nope.
All right. Great. Next up is Father Adonovich.
I'm going to cast Command.
Yep.
And command him to give me the statue.
All right. So he turns because he's seen you because you're hiding with shit.
Shite. You're hiding shite.
Make a will.
You're all shite.
Make a will save DC 13.
16.
All right. Suddenly he looks at you, points, and he says, drop. And for a second, you feel like you need to drop the statue, but your little plucky halfling resonance is just too damn strong.
My spells are shite!
Friezo.
I go again with the quarterstaff.
All right.
That is a 2 + 1 = 3.
Excellent. Filch, this is high octane stuff. Filch.
Keep up, everyone. All right, I'm just going to... I'm just going to maul him because that's classic and that always works.
All right, you're going to go... You're angry? How's your rage?
Oh, yeah, I could. I could do it, couldn't I?
You could if
How
you want.
How many times can I go into my special...
Twice a day.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to go... Is it a bazooka?
It's berserker.
Roll. I thought you gave me a bazooka.
You have advantage. Roll two dice and pick the highest.
15.
All right, that'll hit. Roll.
21.
Yep, and roll. Add the damage. And add two more to the damage.
Go on. Bye-bye, 6, 7.
All right, you with...
Plus 2 is 9, so it's 9, yeah.
With a
nine.
Orcish war cry, what's your war cry?
I'll get ya!
You leap forward, and before anyone can say, don't hit that old man with your giant two-handed hammer, you hit that old man with a giant two-handed hammer. How much? 3, 7, 12 damage.
Non-lethal, right?
And he's...
He's knocked her out a bit.
You definitely break one of his arms.
What the fuck?
Bobby,
your
next.
Arm is shut.
Odonovich? It's Donovich's go again.
Oh, Odonovich. How many spells do I get? Heaps.
Yeah, you've got
as
another.
Many as I want.
No, that's not true.
No.
But you have another.
No, I've cast... I've done Inflict Wounds and Command. I'm going to cast Hold Person.
All right.
To paralyze Bobby Pancake so I can go and get the statue off him.
Okay, with so his good hand, he reaches forward and invoking Pelor's name, white light seems to shine from his eyes and hit you square in the center of your body. Roll...
A thing. Well, he's got to make a wisdom save.
Oh, wisdom save. Thank you. DC 13 again.
13.
Okay. Once again, your... Oh, no, wait. No, is it wisdom?
Yeah,
wisdom.
Yep. Your plucky halfling resilience lets your feet keep moving.
Fuck off.
Keep on doing it.
Bobby?
Can I do a non... What's that?
Pick up the statue.
Oh,
Bolt. Bolt.
Yeah, I'm just running.
Have you got the statue there?
Running clear.
Bobby grabs the statue and runs as far as he can. Friezo.
All right, third time lucky. I'm going to quarterstaff this guy. No.
Surely there is a part of you that is just screaming out to use magic.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to kill him. I'm trying not to.
Do you have any non-lethal magic?
No!
Right, Phil, you're up next.
All right. Is there any talking sense into him now that he's
broken? In a rage.
I'm still in a rage.
Yeah.
Bazooka. All right, so double this again.
Yeah.
I got a... my highest one is a 9.
9, yep, plus your 5 plus... 15.
I got 16.
It misses. It just misses. All right.
Gosh, right.
And O'Donovich.
I'm going to cast blindness on Bobby Pancakes.
Bobby Pancakes is out of sight.
Oh, shite.
Suck it.
Well, I'm going to cast...
How many spell slots does this guy have?
How many times? 6. If I've already cast Inflict Wounds, can I cast
it again?
Yes,
you can.
I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds on this shite bastard.
Right, you reach forward, make an attack roll. Oh, 18. That'll do it. And he hits you...
For 3d10 damage, sucker.
What?
All right. 19.
19 points of damage.
I have 19 hit points.
Ooh, well, we were.
Friezo goes down.
Oh, wait. Have I killed anything temporarily? Did I kill anyone before? No, I didn't.
No.
Damn it. Right.
Should have killed those horses on your way in.
How many XP points do I get for killing Hing?
I'm never being non-lethal again. You should have died.
Phil, your go.
You should have been dead. Oh.
I don't think I have any healing powers or anything, do I?
No, you're... You're a raging half-orc barbarian.
Okay, all right. I'm going to take this sucker down.
Oh, actually, no, Bobby, you're next, but you keep running.
I turn around and I notch an arrow to my short bow and fire at him.
Go for it.
That's a 8 plus 5, 13.
All right, okay. What do you do, Filch?
I'm going to, like...
This combat is the worst combat. This is a new episode.
I killed someone. Come on, this is
You're
awesome.
Not a character.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to pick him up and throw him against the tree.
Okay, grab it. Excellent. All right, make it.
She's in a rage.
Yep, 2 dice, highest. All right, 15 plus your 5 is 20. You grab Father O'Donovich, and suddenly the flicker of rage in his eyes passes, and again you see a human pleading not to die, but unfortunately you throw him against a tree. And as his skull hits the oak, you realize that an old 70-year-old man does not usually survive being thrown against a tree.
I say really sorrowfully, I got ya. And I shed a tear.
The body slowly drips down the tree, a trail of blood on the trunk, and suddenly...
Didn't
as you
I was
stand
gonna do that,
staring
you?
At his broken form, you hear a voice.
What did you do? Oh, my, you monsters. He was an old man. What did you expect would happen if you threw him against a tree?
I'm like, he was in pact with the vampire president.
That's what you say. I say you're in a pact with the vampire president. I'm going to go back to town and get an angry mob together.
Wait. Who are you? What does she look like?
It's Brazely.
It's Bosley.
Oh.
It's Bosworth.
What was he doing during this whole fucking fight?
He was with the horses, remember?
Ugh.
I got bored and just came to watch. But I'm glad I saw your heinous crime.
There were so many things I could have killed to give me hit points. This is so frustrating. I could have killed this guy.
How will the dragon friends deal with killing the only hope of a small town? Will Friezo ever live up the embarrassment of being killed by a septuagenarian? And what of this statue that Bobby has found? The answer to these and more. Tune in to the next episode of the new campaign of Dragon Friends.
Dragon Friends was played by Simon Greiner, Alex Lee and Michael Hing. NPCs played by Eden Lacey. Our Dungeon Master is David Harmon, and music is provided by me, Benny Davis. Dave and I edited the podcast, which is recorded live at the Giant Dwarf Theatre in Sydney on the first Wednesday of every month, give or take. For more details of the live show plus a bunch of other cool stuff, like us on Facebook and check out thedragonfriends.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.